There are many places like this one scattered all over these mountains, Ouray said. My uncle says we must treat them with respect because the people who lived here are gone, but their spirits remain. Once the snake had gone, they explored the cave together. Ouray became even more curious about this strange man. I thought a rancher like you had to take care of your cattle, he said. How do you have time to explore ruins? Running a ranch is a lot of hard work, Richard explained. So a fellow needs to get away now and then. I wouldn't mind spending all my time out here looking for old things. Suddenly, Ouray knew exactly what sort of gift he wanted to give Richard Wetherill. That evening, he revealed what he had learned about the man to his uncle. Then he asked permission to tell Richard about the secret of Cliff Canyon. Chief Akowitz refused Ouray's request. This secret could never be shared. But Ouray wouldn't give up. He held his ground. Eventually, Akowitz gave in. But I will be the one to tell Wetherill, Chief Akowitz insisted. Several days later, Chief Akowitz encountered Richard Wetherill. The two men exchanged friendly greetings. Then Akowitz lowered his voice. Ouray tells me you enjoy looking for the old houses in the cliffs and the secrets they contain. Today I will tell you about the biggest house of all. There is an entire village inside one cave, the chief confided. Wetherill stared at the chief doubtfully. No cliff dwelling could be that large. He asked where the cliff dwelling was, but Akowitz refused to reveal any details. Ouray was not entirely pleased with what his uncle had told his friend. His friend now knew the secret of Cliff Canyon, but he did not know where it was located. I would tell him myself, Ouray thought, but my uncle would never forgive me. He would think I had betrayed him.